John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show, coming to you live from Beach Week down the shore. My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake. We didn't do a pregame show yesterday. Don't fret. We're back. And the Yankees have a big, important game. Jake's going to run down the numbers for you a little bit on what makes it so important. Then we're going to talk about the lineup and what we like and the Homer draft and some other stuff. It's been a rainy day down the shore. I may do the show eyes closed. How are you?
James Thackeray, BBD is lurking. Everyone live in the chat. Everyone alive. And all the ghosts. Let's have a good night. Yeah, James, I a lot going on. JM Beach Week, you guys probably saw. We got to hang out with the Todd Father yesterday. That was really cool. The end of last night's Yankee game, not cool, resulted in a loss again. And there was kind of a moment there where it's 3-3 in the seventh. Guard dog hits the big home run, and you're like, okay, you know, if the Yankees win this, they win tomorrow, you know, we end up splitting a four-game set with the Blue Jays, which happens in baseball. Instead, we're potentially getting swept. And Thack, the reason why this is a huge game.
Tell them, Jake.
The Blue Jays, who are on a seven-game win streak, Jim.
Hot.
They've got George Springer back. Their lineup is deadly, you know that. They get a good effort from their starting pitcher every night. And if they win this evening with Jose Berríos on the mound.
That's who's on the mound?
Part of their rotation.
That's the best news all day.
I knew you'd like that news because the Yankees have had success against him. But he's been pretty good with Toronto. And he's left Minnesota.
My job is soda pressing.
The Blue Jays win tonight, they are a half game back of the New York Yankees.
Which is basically tired.
If the Yankees win tonight, they're 2.5 games up on the Toronto Blue Jays. Which
with a second wild card, if
which
they lose.
Has, you know, 2.5 games, a little over 3 weeks to play. Like, that's significant. So, tonight's a low-key big game. You have to stop the losing at some straight. It's 5 straight losses for the Yankees.
And, Jake, they've lost the season series against the Blue Jays, so if they lose tonight, they're half game up, which is basically tied with the Blue Jays, and if they were legit tied, Blue Jays would get the nod over them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how they do it, or would they play a play-in?
They do a play-in, I think. I think Toronto would probably get home field for the play-in. But, yeah, MLB wants games.
Yeah. Anyway, it's very scary. It's very scary.
And anyways.
Dude, the
John Sterling.
Yes. The graphic yesterday they showed that said, I guess this is more for tonight's episode than this pregame show.
Episode tonight after the game. Good ad.
It was a great ad by me.
Great ad.
Oh, man, maybe we shouldn't have done these on a couch. I'm so tired. Do you want to hear the lineup?
Talking Yanks.
Gardner's batting leadoff again because they demoted
Guard Dog.
DJ. And DJ's not even playing.
Not even playing.
So
today.
He went 5th, 5 hole, and now he's out. Judge is in right field. Stan's at first base. That's a lie.
Nope.
Rizzo's at first base. Stan's DHing. Glaber In the five hole?
Yeah.
Why?
We'll get there in a second. Let's.
Gallo in the six hole, Gary 7, Wade 8, Gio Urshela 9. Why, Jake? Why? Why is Glaber batting five hole and not Gio, or why not like Gary?
My personal thoughts on it are the Yankees analytics team, they have a night shift and a day shift, and the shift ends at 4 p.m. every day.
Mm-hmm.
So depending if the lineup's out or not, the day shift or the night shift gets to make it, and they have completely different beliefs. I think Glaber throughout his career has hit very well out of the five hole, and they're just looking for anything to spark him right now.
Wow. Five hole Glaber.
5-H-G.
Dude, they're so frustrating. Voit's not in.
Yeah.
Tweeted out a bunch of stats in games that he started.
He tweeted out information.
Back. Information. They're just facts. They're stats. In games that he started, where he gets four at-bats to build up a little, you know, rhythm, he's just the best offensive player on the Yankees in of late.
Right.
But let's not play him.
I'd prefer to play him.
It's, like, incredibly frustrating. It makes me... It makes me upset, I told you.
Yeah.
So I don't think the content's good when I come off like a whiny baby, but I'm a whiny baby about this lineup and their mistreatment of Luke Voit. Just put Stanton in the outfield and Judge in center.
Like, at this point, if you don't win games, you don't save anything for the playoffs because there's no playoffs. So win games with your best lineup.
If they're two losses away from being outside of the playoff picture. So play your best lineup. Nestor Cortez on the mound versus Barrios. Dude, what are they doing? Pissing me off, man.
DJ to the bench for a night. That's interesting. So Luke Voit and DJ are on the bench. So that's a little what to watch for later.
Jonathan Davis got DFA'd.
No. That's for tonight's up, though.
He's not on the bench.
We got a deep dive for that.
He's not on the bench. That's all okay. I'm saying. Higgy. Okay. Higgy.
Higgy.
Voit.
DJ.
DJ. Odor.
Odor.
Is that all? How could you be excited about what they're doing right now?
It's impossible. I told you we had a room full of Yankee fans after hanging out with Todd Frazier last night. Watching a one-run Yankee game, and you haven't seen a room of more defeated people. The only room where you've seen more defeated people was at Yankee Stadium.
Barrios has not been good since going to the Blue Jays. He's been average to sub.
Okay.
Average. 380 ERA.
3.8?
3.8 ERA.
We'd kill for that.
What?
Yankees would kill for that.
Well, I mean, he's had two good games. He gave up 6 earned runs, 3 innings pitched, 4 earned runs. I mean, he's beatable if they can do anything.
Sure, but the Yankees haven't done anything. And Barrios,
importantly. They hit Barrios, though.
Barrios is a quality MLB starting pitcher. And with the way their lineup has been hitting, the Blue Jays have a chance to win every night. They're on a 7-game winner. Do you know Julian Merriweather came back for them?
Merriweather.
This is an opening day memory. Remember all that?
Dude, Judge. All right, here's my what to watch
here
for.
Here we go.
Judge and Gardner, are they 1-2 tonight?
Yes.
They crush Jose Barrios.
Don't double charge me for that.
Judge has 8 plate appearances against Jose Barrios.
Barrios.
Guess how many times Judge, in his 8 plate appearances, has reached base?
7.
6. He's 5-for-7 with a double and a homer. That's a .750 on base percentage.
Judge needs it.
Brett Gardner is 5-for-12 with the walk. That's a .462 on base percentage. So that's my what to watch for. those two guys, top of the order. We will live and die with the top of the order today.
I think we have been, and I think we've been dying. Wasn't Judge was in a 0-for-22, 0-for-23 until his infield single last night?
He's got a lot in his mind these days.
Which shouldn't even count. Like, to end a hitting streak, I don't think an infield single should count.
You gotta do it some way.
You gotta get free. You gotta get free. That's a good what to watch for.
Thank you.
It's a good what to watch for. I will keep it with... Who's... Gio's at third.
He's playing third base tonight. He'll shift over at some points. So he'll stay put others.
Rizzo's at first. Wade's at second. Glaber's at short.
Yeah.
I'll...
Thank you, Zandino the Great. You're the best.
Obviously, Nestor, who gets the start and deserves to be treated well, he's seeing all righties tonight. And they are really good righties. So, yeah, I'm going to be scared the whole second time through versus Nestor, see what party tricks tonight he's got. Outside of that, Tyler Wade, my doppelganger. Baseball stats are silly. The Yankees are 23-9 when he starts. Probably doesn't mean much, but...
It does.
Good energy, good speed, good looks, play good, look good.
Feel good. Confidence is key.
C-I-K.
C-I-K. Do we have an ad on this episode, Zach?
Zach.
Yes, you have a little something to say about Topps NFT.
Ooh, MLB inspection, NFT collection.
MLB.
Topps
NFTs.
NFTs.com.
NFTs.
Inspired by MLB's inspection collection.
Your collection.
Topps.
To your inspection. To the.
Has Nestor pitched against Toronto?
Oh, NFTs. MLB. MLB with NFTs. I'd assume he's pitched against Toronto. OVOXO.
You think so?
Drake?
My legs are super tired from blitzball yesterday. Mm-hmm.
That turf.
Show me your elbows. How are they looking? I didn't look at them today.
Good. We're healing. We're always healing. It's one of God's many creatures.
Constantly healing from Jake. All right, guys. I'm sitting up now. Constantly. I'm bringing the energy the rest of the show. Topps has released the highly anticipated 2021 Topps MLB Inception NFT collection inspired by the popular Topps Inception baseball physical product. These striking, officially licensed Topps MLB NFTs are available now exclusively at TopsNFTs.com. Collectors can purchase 5 card standard packs and 25 card premium packs via credit card with NFT card rarities ranging from common to legendary.
This is unreal.
Get yours now as packs are flying.
They're flying.
Go to www.topsnfts.com. Get in the Topps game. All right, Jake. Pitching path to victory today.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going Nestor CGSO. It's his first time facing Toronto this year. They don't know what's about to hit him. So it's a... It's a path to victory. It's a prediction. It's a manifestation.
Oh, okay.
It's an ask. Might even bump it up to perfect game. Maybe. I haven't thought about it too hard.
Whoa.
They used a lot of pitchers yesterday. So who's out? Joely's out.
No.
Yep. Clay Holmes is out. Litke's out. Sal Romano just got called up, so he'll probably pitch.
All you gotta do is ride around Sally, ride.
Dude, if the
Sally,
Yankees bring Andrew
ride.
Heaney into this game.
Ooh. You don't want that. It's not what you want. What are you thinking about?
If the Yankees are, if it's a 5-run or less game and Heaney gets up in the bullpen, I will boycott the rest of the game.
Okay. How will you boycott it?
Eat a full gummy and get under the covers or something?
Mm.
We have to record afterwards.
We have to record. So that was part of my concern. Although I think that'd be a great episode. That people have been waiting for.
They're going to get him up. He didn't pitch yesterday. He only threw 9 the game before. He's on the roster. It's going to be like Nestor to Sal Romano to Litke today.
What?
Chad's available.
Is Chappie available? Not that that's necessarily a plus thing, but.
Chappie's available, but then you need to save Wandy to piggyback him.
Right.
Wandy's available as well.
Okay, so Wandy, Chad, Chappie. If they do a good bullpen. In theory.
Yeah, I mean, you almost can't throw Chappie, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're fucked, dude. They're going to, if Nestor gets in trouble, like you're saying, they're going to bulk Heaney. They're going to go to Sal Romano for 1 and then Heaney for like 3. If Nestor gets in trouble early. Nestor CGSO. Thinking about how the Yankees deploy their roster and make their lineups is driving me into a person I don't enjoy being.
It's heavy. Yeah, I mean, I'll say it.
It's like where my grandma lived in this house for a little bit that we're in right now. She had a dog that was absolutely awful. Like, you've met Georgie.
Shout out Georgie.
Maybe the worst dog in existence. And I lived behind her. So we were neighbors for a while.
Yeah.
And I would take care of her dog. And I would take it on walks and stuff because she couldn't walk with it anymore because
your good grandson.
It pulled her down and she broke her
wrist
because the dog's a piece of crap. And I had to tell my family, I don't like the person I am when I walk Georgie.
Right.
Like it tapped me into a side that I hadn't tapped into before.
Right.
And it took me like half an hour of
come out of that.
To come out of it. And that's what's happening every time I see the Yankees lineup or the path to victory or their bullpen usage charts.
Yeah.
It's bothering me.
Nestor.
We gave Georgie away.
We've talked about this a little bit. Where's Georgie?
I mean, she got adopted by a place that had a farm, so I don't know how long she lasted there. They definitely passed her on to someone else. There's no way they were like happy with the dog they adopted. Zero chance. It's like the worst dog ever. I cared for it a lot. It's awful.
Sorry to put this on you, Zach. Any thoughts? Anything you want to get off your chest?
I'm glad Georgie's in a better place.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
That is, hopefully. You're in a better place for sure.
Dude, Georgie was such a bad dog.
Georgie wasn't fun.
I mean, anyone that met Georgie, there was like no one that would say anything opposite that I'm saying.
Yeah.
One of the worst dogs to ever be.
Shout out Georgie. Yeah, hey, Nestor. This one's a big one for you. I laid out the Blue Jays 2.5 game, half game. They're going all righties. This is Nestor's, and it's, excuse me, it's so rude because he's had a fantastic season. This is the ultimate test. This is the ultimate test for Nestor. The Blue Jays have won 7 straight. They are stacked with some of the premier righties in baseball. Simeon, Guerrero, Teoscar Hernandez. They are absolutely stacked with all righties. If Nestor survives today, 6 innings, 2 earned, 5.11. The ultimate kudos to him. And you'd like to think they could piece it together with Wandy, Chad, and then Chappie show is just a bad time right now, but go the ball.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. We'll make our picks and we'll raise our glass to all our fallen brethren, Foxel and Georgie.
Maybe Georgie turned around.
No chance in hell. Anytime you took Georgie anywhere, they're like, oh, what a cute puppy. And I'm like, oh, she's 10 years old. She's just a piece of crap.
They say about old dogs and new tricks, though.
It was like she was trained in German or something, and we just didn't have the right language.
Yeah.
That's Water for Elephants. That's what happened in that movie slash book.
You love Reese.
I do. I love Reese Witherspoon.
You love Reese.
Kind of fallen out. Like, I don't, like, go out of my way to watch Reese movies anymore. But for a time there...
There was a time.
If Reese was in it, I was watching it.
In a happy home.
What was that noise? Are we in a fish tank?
What do you think for the Homer draft?
Well, we didn't do it yesterday, right? So we have to, like, double up today.
Double up. Double up.
Which means that we're going to get 4 out of the 9 guys, which means, like, hopefully some of us get some goddang homers on here. Funny when you do one of the real words and then one of the fake words. Like, instead of goddamn, you go gosh dang, but then you go god dang. You know?
Nope.
Like, instead of... Okay, never mind then. Jake didn't get it.
You wanted I take it? What's going on here?
You're up first.
Wow.
I obey by the rules of Homer draft.
Forgot the last Homer draft we had righty and lefty Velasquez on the board here.
He didn't Homer.
Let's see. I've got to play the game a little bit here, Jimmy. Who is on the New York Yankees anymore? So let's see. Rizzo's in play. Gallo. What's his deal, dude? We haven't even mentioned him. You know?
Not worth it.
You know who I have to take. Mm. And I'm sorry I have to do this to you. I got to take the guard dog. You know? Or are you going to take? Or are you going to take about it?
I'll take, dude, who are even the options,
that's
man?
That's the game I just played.
I can't take Gardner, Judge, Gallo, Stanton, or Rizzo?
Yeah.
So who can I fucking take, Zach? I only have one screen in front of me. Who can I take?
Honestly, you can take Gary.
Yeah, but you already take him, I've already so I've taken second Gary. Pick.
You can take Glaber, who I've already taken. Gio.
Who else?
Wade.
Who else? That's it?
You can take Gary.
Yep.
Yeah?
We said that already.
Gary, Glaber, Gio, Wade. Can I take anyone else besides those four?
No.
I'll take those four then.
Does that screw me now?
Well, like, you already had Gary and Glaber, so now I'm taking Gio and Wade. Now you go.
I think the order didn't help me there. I think I come up a body short.
Well, you were first.
Right, but that wouldn't mean you get the middle four picks.
You can't take Gary or Glaber. Doesn't matter. I'm taking Gio and Wade. Now you're up.
Okay. See, that's where the order was important. And we got there.
Yeah.
But that's why order is important.
I mean, I was just there way quicker than you.
Well, you know, we've got an audience watching. This isn't just us here.
You'd like to act like it's just us.
Okay. So I can take Gallo and Rizzo.
Those are great options.
And Stan.
What the fuck? What? I got fucking Gio Wade Glaber.
I told you to leave me a chance at Gio or Wade, and I would have let you double up on Stan, but whoops.
You would have let me double up on Stan?
Yeah, I would have let you double up on Stan.
It's a lie.
You know, Tyler Wade was my what to watch for in this game.
I'll trade you Wade for Stan, then.
Picks are locked. Zach wrote him in. That's what I thought. I'm making people do double work. Yeah. People watching this. Misplayed the game. Jim O'Brien. 1989 to 2100.
That sucks.
Yeah, the final years were bad.
Did you know?
You couldn't die.
You lived that long.
They caught you.
You lived that long. You're older for so much longer than you're young.
They caught you.
You know what I mean? My grandma died when she was 101. I made like a slideshow of pictures of her life, and I was like, she's also a heavy smoker. Mm. And she looked like, you know, the times were different. Like the 60s, like when you were like 50, you looked old.
Right.
I was like, man, Nana was old for like
a while.
75% of her life, someone would have saw her and been like, she's old.
An old woman.
It's crazy. Because there's pictures of her when she was like 45, and she was like old looking.
That's why me, Zach, BBD, natural youth. We can show you the fountain. It's going to cost you.
BBD doesn't have the natural youth that you and Zach have.
Really? I mean, you're forgetting about the beard.
Well, he has the beard.
BBD shaves tomorrow.
I shave and dye my head tomorrow. I mean, it's the same thing.
Okay, so do it.
I don't want to look young.
Okay. That's because you've given up on youth.
I think BBD looks a little older than his age. I think people would guess older than his age.
With the beard, if he shaves tomorrow.
Sure, but he can grow a beard. You can't even do that, which is why you look so
young. I can
young.
Grow out something that looks like a beard, and people will be like, oh, maybe he's older.
I don't think
was
so.
That a... That felt like a shot at Zach's facial hair.
No, I told Zach his facial hair is great. He doesn't shave it. He could if he wanted to. I'm trying to show you something.
Show me something. I'm ready for it.
So my Nana.
Yeah.
She was the best.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. She loved red wine and solitaire.
Shout out to the homie.
And the Yankees, man. She loved the Yankees. She'd be pissed.
Is that what you're trying to show me?
My grandma?
Yeah.
Yes, my
Nana. What's the background on your phone?
Yeah, I know.
What was it? Yeah, all right.
Well, it's got the time on there, so I was going to try and find the actual picture.
Gotcha.
And then I just set up.
I was going to say, if it took you that long to get the background on your phone, that's some Jakey Tech stuff right there.
No.
That's one of the few things I could help you with.
I was trying to get it so I could zoom in on her face and hold it up to
show
camera.
Show all of it.
Yes. She looks awesome. Over under? Probably set at 10 and a half or 11. 10 and a half, probably. Do we know?
Getting on it.
10 and a half? The Yankees can't score. Are you nuts?
Yeah, but they think Nestor's going to...
Nine. Yeah.
Oh, BBD says 9.
Under.
When's the last time the Yankees have scored?
I have 9.
Well, I don't know. Probably when Voit was in the lineup.
Let's see. So the over-under is 9. The New York Yankees, you know, for a good over, you know, you'd really want the home team, it's their home field, to score 5. The Yankees have scored 5 runs.
Never.
And
no, they scored 7 against the Orioles.
Yeah, one of the last 7 games. 8. One of the last 8 games the Yankees have scored more than 4 runs. So I will stay under and hope they prove me wrong.
I also
thinking about it.
Have Nestor going CGSO
right.
PG.
Post-game interview?
No.
Perfect game. Perfect growth?
Perfect growth.
How old's Nestor look if you see him on the streets?
35.
Okay.
How old is Nestor?
26, 27.
How old would you say he looks?
Street clothes is so interesting because I haven't been pinstriped. Street clothes, you'd assume, I'd assume like 29, I think.
Well, I don't know how he dresses.
Because he's kind of got the hipster mustache, and he dresses like an athlete.
I have the age of Nestor Cortez Jr.
Badass.
Six or seven.
Six or seven, what, 20?
26 or 27.
26. He's 26. Born December 10th, 1994.
Hoodie Glaber met him in person. In the Yankees uniform, if you were to ask, like, a first-time Yankees viewer, how old do you think he is?
Right.
Not even knowing his skill set or his journey right, or any of that, about. Like literally just physical appearance on the mound, I think you'd guess 30, in between 30 and 35.
That's tough. Well, maybe we'll play that game later.
With the mustache.
We'll play that game in the house.
Shaves
later.
The mustache. I don't know. I forget.
I do think the mustache is so, you know, there's those Mario Nestor shirts. It looks like a joke mustache that I think it doesn't give him natural mustache aging. It potentially brings him even down to earth, but we'll test. We'll ask strangers on the Jersey Boardwalk.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm interested to find out.
How old do you think this guy is? Welcome to the Jersey Shore Boardwalk.
Welcome to the Jersey Shore Boardwalk. How old do you think this guy is?
I mean, look at this picture.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Sexual. Very sexual man.
I don't think.
Relatable.
Did I just give me a walk-off strikeout by Nestor today?
I like that. That's your ask? Or is that a premo? Or
first inning. End of it. The first inning ends with a sidearm. You just Googled Nestor?
Yeah.
Just
mythology.
What is Nestor in mythology?
Nestor of Gerania was a legendary wise king of Pylos described in Homer's Odyssey. Excavations from 1939 revealed this palace, and excavations have recently resumed at the site. So.
Digging up Nestor's palace. Do you have a premonition?
I don't.
Dude, that's some people.
I really wish I did.
Some people only watch the game to see the toilet Nostradamus premonitions come to life.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people bummed out right now.
Okay.
Because they come.
Oh, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, wow. I think he sees something, Thack. Why don't you start it? Name your kid Thack, and then you start the lineage of the axe.
I don't know if I want that on my family name, but it's an idea.
Zachary, Thackeray.
Yep.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ack.
I have to wait for my great-grandchild named Ack for this to come to full completion.
Yeah, I don't. Well, unless Lackey.
Ooh.
Just there from
Mac. Me.
They're in Nantucket.
You have a dog named Mac that would fit in right
Yeah,
there.
But we know a human named Mac.
Okay.
It was his first name, right? Mackie?
Mackie is his name, yes.
Yeah, so there you go.
Matt. I think that's his last name.
No, I don't think it is.
No, I know a couple Macs.
Yeah, a lot of McDougals go by Mac or like McDonald. Mm-hmm. But we know a Mackie. His first name's Mac.
So we're assembling a crew here.
You are.
Well,
it's called your lineage. Yeah. Zachary Thackeray.
And Ack is still in play when you're at
That's
your...
That's on me.
Ackery's last ditch. That's maybe the seventh. House. Yeah.
Yeah. Ack.
Ack.
How many other names have Ack in them?
We're going to find out.
It's a bloop RBI single today. Definition of a bloop.
Yeah?
Bloop. Bloop.
Boys' names that end in Ack.
Bloop.
Dude, babynames.com has it. It's such a impressive website. CAC?
No.
Carmack?
That's not real.
Mm-mm.
Cormac?
Cormac, I think that's...
Ooh, Dak.
Dak, yeah, Dak. That's big yeah. now.
Deepak?
No.
Isaac?
Mm.
Mac. Hold on. Nyack. Rack.
Quack.
This is like, they're telling us these are names.
Someone dropped Jack in the chat, and I feel like that's really obvious. We just didn't.
Jack, that's the third. Started that one. Jack. Started with.
Oh, we have a phone call that we're supposed to be on and not just Googling act names. So thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Nestor,
goodbye.
Either be lights out or be bad.
CGSOPG. Jake's home.